Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of APL Apollo Tubes Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rayo. Good evening, and thanks to everyone who have logged into APL Apollo Tubes Limited 3Q FY25 earnings conference call. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director of Operations, Mr. Anupam Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Chetan, CFO. I would now like to turn the call to Mr. Anupam Gupta for the opening remarks, followed by Q&A. Yeah, so you may begin now.
Thanks, Sailesh, and thanks, B&K Securities, for hosting APL Apollo for its third quarter FY25 earnings call. I welcome all the participants who have joined this call. I welcome everyone with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement because it was a very critical quarter for us because of the very weak earnings in the previous quarter, wherein our profitability had declined quite significantly. But we are glad to share that quarter three has been our best quarter ever, with all-time high sales volume, EBITDA, and net profit. During our second quarter earnings call, we had promised to deliver 10% sales volume growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis and report EBITDA range between 4,000-4,500 rupees per ton. We have achieved the same, but I'd just like to highlight here that this has been only possible because of the resilient business model of APL Apollo Steel Tubes. The macro environment has been very difficult since the beginning of this year due to multiple factors such as weak retail demand and slowdown in the government spending. Despite this, we have been able to achieve 20% sales volume growth for the first 9 months. We were well aware of this situation, and our focus was to increase sales volume and kill the competition. As you can see, that 9 months FY25 sales volume growth of 20%, which we reported, and we can bet that this is higher than any other competitor or player who has been producing and selling steel pipes. This implies that APL Apollo Steel Pipes has gained significant market share in the overall steel pipe market, which also includes low-grade sponge iron pipes because of the transition from sponge iron to HR coil steel pipes, as the prices for primary raw material have fallen over the last three to four quarters. Now, going forward, we expect sales volume to increase quarter-on-quarter, which is backed by, number one, market share shift from sponge iron steel pipes to HR coil steel pipes, where APL Apollo has a clear dominance and line market share. Our international sales volume is also going strong with the commencement of Dubai plant. Now, that plant is operating at 58% utilization if we look at the third quarter volume. This was very much there on the cards because we knew that we must have access to cheaper steel outside India, and Dubai was the perfect destination where we have access to cheap steel from Asian countries. The third factor is our focus on adjacent round pipes, which is part of the building material portfolio where we have the capacity. We have the same distribution network, and these pipes go into into buildings for HVAC and water piping, and is part of the overall construction material portfolio which contractors use while construction. The fourth factor is the ramp up of our innovative products from Raipur. If we look at the expanded capacity in Raipur, which is 1.2 million ton, the utilization rate is 55%. It could have been higher in Q3, but because of raw material situation, like lack of raw material availability in Raipur from one of our steel suppliers, there was loss of volume. Otherwise, this utilization rate of 55% would have been definitely better. And lastly, our penetration into eastern market with commencement of two plants, one in Gorakhpur and Siliguri. Gorakhpur will take care of eastern UP and Bihar, Orissa belt, and Siliguri plant will take care of northeast markets where a lot of construction activity is taking place, and it has been the focus area for Indian government. Now, talking about the margins, levers we see are, number one, operating leverage benefits as we ramp up our capacity, which today stands at around 4.3 to 4.5 million tons and ready to reach 5 million ton over the next 1 year. Right now, we are producing and selling around 3.3 million ton run rate. So there is 400 to 500 rupees per ton operating leverage benefit what we see over the next 1 to 2 years as we utilize near 100% levels. Then value-added product mix improvement coming from our Raipur and Dubai plants. Again, it gives us visibility for rupees 400 to 500 rupees per ton expansion in our EBITDA spreads. And thirdly is the ongoing discounting which we shall pull off once we see strong demand pull in the end market, which right now is missing. So we expect that Indian macro situation should improve in the coming quarters as the government starts spending, and as the monetary situation eases out, the retail demand should also recover in the second half of the ongoing calendar year. So based on these factors, we are confident that we shall achieve 3.1 to 3.2 million ton of sales volume for full year, and absolute EBITDA slightly better than last year. Because there was a lot of miss on the earnings front in the second quarter. So we are trying to make that up in Q3 and Q4. So we believe that our full year EBITDA should be better than last year EBITDA. Now that we are ready with 4.5 million ton capacity going to 5 million ton over the next 12 months, so we do maintain our sales volume target of 4 million ton by FY26 and 5 million ton by FY27. The residual capex for these new plants and to reach 5 million ton is around 6 billion INR, which will be funded from internal cash flows over the next 3 to 4 quarters. If you look at our balance sheet, it remains near debt zero, which is obviously backed by efficient working capital management. Now that has been proven over many quarters. The 9-month ROE ROC look slightly depressed because of, again, poor profitability in second quarter. But same shall improve over the coming quarters as our earnings expand to normalized levels and we ramp up our capacities. That's all from our side. We are ready to take questions. Thank you so much.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from Amit Dixit.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. and congratulations for a good set of numbers and strong rebound after Q2. I have a couple of questions. The first one is essentially, if I still look at your other expenses per ton, they are practically very static if I compare it with last quarter. So last quarter, you highlighted that there was an element of around 493 rupees in terms of per ton, in terms of the discounting. What kind of discounting did we see this quarter, and where it is likely to settle, let us say, in FY26?
Amit, there are two things. The other expenses don't account the discounting. Okay? That gets net off in our selling price.
Okay. So what prompted the? Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, no. So I'm asking then what prompted these other expenses to remain at a pretty high level of 4,045 rupees a ton?
Right. So if you look at the other expenses, they are around 3.35 billion INR in Q3 versus 3.1 billion INR in Q2. Okay? This is like an increase of around 25 crores on quarter-on-quarter basis. Right? In this, the main element, if we see, one is the freight outward, which has increased by 15 crores. Right? And then power and fuel, which has gone up by 5 crores. Then, of course, some miscellaneous expenses which are pertaining to the plant because plant's utilization levels were going up. So some 10-15 crore increase in the miscellaneous expenses which pertain to the plant.
Okay. So going ahead, will it remain at the similar level, or we can expect some kind of a drop here?
So of course, see, I mean, the major expenses here are freight outward and power and fuel. So they are variable, right? They would go up as the volume expands. Right? But rest of the expenses like consumption of stores and spares, branding expenses, legal professional expenses, and miscellaneous expenses, they shall remain stagnant. And on a per-ton basis, they will come down.
Okay. Understood. The second question is on EBITDA per ton for general structures. Now, compared to the loss that we made last quarter, I mean, this quarter, you have shown a very smart recovery. Of course, it might be due to the declining spread between HRC and Patra. So can we, I mean, it's near 2,000 rupees. So can we see it further expanding as we go ahead, or you think, I mean, most of it is done?
Right. So see, I mean, between Q2 and Q3, the difference is the inventory loss, which we booked of around 2,000 rupees per ton. Right? That got negated, and that's why the margins are up. So going forward, we are very aggressive in taking market share from the sponge iron steel pipes. Right? And we are being very aggressive in the sales push. So yes, as we ramp up the volumes, the margin in general segment should recover. But it will take a few quarters, right, where you see margins going up to 2,500 or 2,800 rupees per ton in this specific segment.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Because this is the segment which directly competes with sponge iron pipes.
Got it. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to three per participant. The next question is from Akshay from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions. So Anubhav, first question is on the rust-proof products. So there, at least, I see that the margins are still lower. I mean, usually, we used to do at least 6,500, but still, we are 1,500 off in rust-proof. So any specific reason? Is it higher competitive intensity, or what is it? If you can talk about that, that is first. And secondly, Anubhav, as you said that we are trying to grab market share from the sponge iron side. So practically, it competes with our commodity side products. So then in this backdrop, does it mean that the VAP improvement which we were earlier envisaging, will it happen at a slower pace versus earlier envisaged? Of course, your value-added products are also improving, but then if we see the overall mix, it doesn't reflect that much. So then how should we understand this VAP improvement?
Akshay, I'll address the second question first, right? See, I mean, if you look at APL Apollo, right, we have clear two business segments. One is general, second is value-added. Now, APL Apollo is a company which doesn't have scarcity of resources, right? Whether to produce general segment products or value-added products, right? We have enough capacity for both segments. We have enough manpower to run both capacities. We have enough distribution network to sell both products, and we don't have any limitation of working capital, right? Anyways, we are working on 2 days working capital. So how we see is that both the two segments are operating separately. When there is good demand for general product, because the natural transition is happening from sponge iron pipes to HR coil pipes, so we are being aggressive, right? I'm not growing my general product sales at the cost of value-added products. Please understand that, right? I have enough capacity, enough resources to run value-added product portfolio. It is just that the demand at the macro side is not favoring the overall growth, right, for the value-added products. And general segment is growing despite the weak macro because of this transition which is taking place, right? So this is industry phenomena, and we are taking advantage of it. But we are not growing at a cost of value-added products. Whenever there is macro support coming, right, and demand for our, whether it is coated products, whether it is Apollo Z, whether it is heavy structural pipes, whether it is light structural pipes, right? Whenever the demand comes, you will see similar growth, right, to match general segment growth. As far as the mix is concerned, at 5 million ton capacity, the general segment is around 1.5 million ton, and 3.5 million ton is the value-added product, right? Okay. As you know that we do not give nameplate capacities, right? We give sellable capacities. So if the demand is more for a general segment, we can produce and sell 1.6 million ton also from the same machinery, which today we say that the capacity is 1.5 million ton, right? So as far as the capacity is concerned, out of 5 million ton, 1.5 million ton will be general and 3.5 million will be value added. But yes, if demand for general is more, we can produce and sell more from the same capacity.
Okay.
I hope this is clear. And coming on question number one on Rustproof. See, I mean, right now what we do is we have clubbed two segments under Rustproof category. One is pipes and second is sheets. So in pipes, we are still making 6,000 rupees per ton spread. In sheet, we are making lower margin. That's why on blended basis, it looks at 5,000 rupees a ton. Because we don't want to give too much of sensitive data, which can be seen by our competitors. So, I mean, we are trying to club the segments. Like this quarter, we also club big and super big into heavy structural. Right? But it's not that margins in galvanized pipes has come off. It's not the case.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Shaleen Kumar from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Anubhav. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Anubhav, did I hear correctly? You said that we will try to improve on the EBITDA of last year for the full this year.
Hi, Shaleen. Good evening, Sanjay here.
Hi, Sanjay. Namaste. Sir, ye saal ka beta, full year beta, can it be better than last year ka beta?
Yes, Salil, I'm talking the straightforward line. Meko to itna nahi aata ghumak phula ke baat karna. last year we have promised this year we do the volume of around 3.2 million ton. So I very confirm we can do between 31.5 to 32. हमारा वॉल्यूम रेशो में ये पक्का जाएगा. नंबर टू, लास्ट ईयर हमारा EBITDA था 1192 क्रोस.
हाँ जी,
आर यू हियरिंग साली?
हाँ जी बिल्कुल.
या तो हम किसी भी कीमत पर उस फिगर को क्रॉस करना चाहते हैं. एट एनी कॉस्ट वी वांट टू क्रॉस दिस फिगर. ये EBITDA हम सब नंबर लास्ट ईयर से अच्छा करना चाहते हैं. एक अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी कांट डू द EBITDA पर टन, हम लास्ट ईयर को नहीं बीट कर पाएंगे. बट बाकी और ऑल द फ्रंट्स वी वांट टू बीट द नंबर ऑन द एब्सोल्यूट अमाउंट ऑफ EBITDA. ऑन द वॉल्यूम बेसिस वी वांट टू टेक ए ग्रोथ ऑफ एटलीस्ट मिनिमम 20%, ये भी 26.5 इंटू 5 लाख 200 डिवाइड बाई 26.5. या मोर देन 20% वी वांट टू टेक ए ग्रोथ. एंड इफ देयर इज इन द एब्सोल्यूट अमाउंट ऑफ EBITDA वी वांट ए ग्रोथ. नंबर टू, जो मार्जिन पर हमारा प्रेशर अभी सिर्फ दो जगह पे है. एक अगर सालिंग आप देखोगे लाइट स्ट्रक्चर में हमारा मार्जिन जो 1900 से 2000 है, और रस प्रूफ में हमारा मार्जिन 5100 के आसपास है. तो इन दिस क्वार्टर वी आर ट्राइंग टू इम्प्रूव दिस बोथ ऑफ द मार्जिन. ये 1900 को हम 2500 के आसपास ले जाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, और 5100 को हम 6000 के आसपास ले जाने के लिए कोशिश कर रहे हैं. तो आप अगर इन दोनों का इम्पैक्ट देखोगे तो पूरे पे आपको 400-500 रुपीज का इम्पैक्ट आ जाएगा. तो इट मीन्स कि वी आर टारगेटिंग दिस क्वार्टर मोर देन 4500 रुपीज पर टन EBITDA.
ओके ओके. तो संजय जी 400 करोड़ का प्लस की बात कर रहे हैं आप, है ना, एक क्वार्टर के अंदर?
एकदम कर रहा हूँ सालिन जी.
तो और 4500 के ऊपर EBITDA पर टन की बात कर रहे हो?
एकदम कर रहा हूँ, एकदम कर रहा हूँ. अब बहुत कंजर्वेटिव होकर बोल रहा हूँ.
ओके सर, एक बात बताइए. देखिए पिछले कुछ क्वार्टर से अपना ग्रोथ नहीं आ रहा था, ठीक है. एक चीज तो हो गई हमारी HRC और पत्र के बीच में, ठीक है, दैट इज इन फेवर ऑफ अस. बट लार्ज डाया में तो HRC नहीं है, राइट, हैवी स्ट्रक्चर में HRC नहीं है वैल्यू एडेड में. तो वहां पे क्या हो रहा है, वहां पे आपको इतना कॉन्फिडेंस कैसे आ रहा है?
नहीं, अब सालिन ऐसा कि जिस तरह प्रोजेक्ट्स से हम देख रहे हैं कि काफी हमारे पास इंक्वायरीज आ रही है, और ऑर्डर्स जो पिछले दो तीन क्वार्टर से एकदम बंद हो गए थे. Q2 तो एकदम ही साफ हो गया था हमारा. Q3 में थोड़ा सा रिवाइव हुआ है. Q4 में मैं देख रहा हूँ कि उधर से काफी मेरे को रिवाइव आ रहा है ये लागत आया में. प्लस हमारा अभी कुछ जगह आउटसाइड इंडिया भी अप्रूव हुआ है. अभी हमको एक सऊदी से बहुत अच्छा ऑर्डर मिला है. वहां पर सऊदी में हमारा बहुत अच्छा स्टार्टिंग हुआ न्यू प्रोजेक्ट में. तो वी आर वेरी कम, मैंने बाकी तो गवर्नमेंट, बट हम बहुत कंफर्म है कि हम हर फ्रंट पर बेटर करेंगे.
और सर जैसे आपने जो बोला सऊदी से ऑर्डर मिला, तो उसका सप्लाई दुबई से होगा?
कुछ पार्ट दुबई से भी है, कुछ पार्ट इंडिया से भी. जो 300 से अबव का साइजेस है, 300-500 वो इंडिया से है, 300 तक का दुबई से है. अब प्लस से एक फर्दर प्लस पॉइंट हमारा, अब वो 1000 स्क्वायर की मिल फरवरी में किसी टाइम चालू हो जाएगी, तो उसका इम्पैक्ट हमारा मार्च में भी उसका हमारे पास अच्छा ऑर्डर बुक है. तो जो हम इनोवेशन पर, भाई मेरा थीम हमेशा सारी तीन चीज पर आया, आई वांट टू वर्क ऑन इनोवेशन, ब्रांडिंग एंड कॉस्ट कंट्रोलिंग. तो तीनों पर मेरा काम अच्छा चल रहा है. अनफॉर्चुनेटली पिछले एक दो क्वार्टर से हम ये इनोवेशन और ब्रांडिंग का थोड़ा सा खर्चा हमने अपना रोक लिया था ड्यू टू द मार्जिन्स. अब हम Q4 से वापस एग्रेसिव हो गए हैं. तो आई डोंट थिंक कि हमको ज्यादा इशू आना चाहिए. मेरा एकदम मेरा रोड मैप प्लान जितनी मर्जी बात कहवा लो मेरे से, मेरा बहुत क्लियर है कि इस साल अनफॉर्चुनेटली हम टू हैवी इन्वेंट्री लॉस, हम नंबर पूरा नहीं दे पाए. बट मेरा अगले साल का भी 4 मिलियन टन का विजन इंटैक्ट है. उसके अगले साल का मेरा 5 मिलियन टन का विजन इंपैक्ट है. और जो अनुभव कह रहा था कि 8 बिलियन लगभग 500 करोड़ का कैपेक्स बाकी है, वो नॉट फॉर 5 मिलियन टन. उसमें हमारी कैपेसिटी बढ़ के उस 500 करोड़ से 5.5 मिलियन टन के आसपास आ जाएगी. कुछ हमारे साउथ में हमको लाइटर स्ट्रक्चर का कैपेसिटी कम कर रही है कोल्ड रोलिंग की. तो वहां पर एक मालूम में हमने नया प्लांट एड ऑन किया है. एक अहमदाबाद में हमने नया प्लांट एड ऑन किया है. ये हमारे पास उस मशीन खाली पड़ी थी, तो हमने कहा उसको मार्केट के नजदीक जाके अहमदाबाद में लगा दो. तो ये सब कुछ कैपेक्स उसमें ऐड हो गए, इसलिए ये 200-250 करोड़ से कैपेक्स का नंबर बढ़ रहा है. अगर हमारा कैपेक्स भी इंटैक्ट था, दिस 500 करोड़ से हमारा हमारी जो कैपेसिटी है 5.5 मिलियन टन के आसपास पहुंच जाएगी।
Got it, sir. Got it. सर कोई नया प्रोडक्ट जैसे अभी हमारा
1000 1000 के स्क्वायर वाले निकल रहे हैं पूरे टाटा इस क्वार्टर में हमारा गैल्वेनूम का नया प्रोडक्ट आ रहा है इस क्वार्टर में ओके क्यों बोल रहे हैं हमारा गैल्वेनूम नया क्वार्टर क्वार्टर कोई ना कोई प्रोडक्ट नया लाते रहेंगे इन्वेस्टमेंट के लिए। सर एक चैलेंज एक जब हम डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स लेवल पे बात करते हैं एंड दिस इज साउथ में ज्यादा है
वो बोल रहे हैं कि स्टेट गवर्नमेंट का थोड़ा कैपेक्स कम हो गया है बिकॉज
है ना शालीनगर वो सब मेरे को टेलविन मिला हुआ होता है मिला हुआ होता फिर तो मेरा इसी साल मैं 4 मिलियन टन क्रॉस मारता। अब देखो मैंने अक्टूबर में 3 लाख टन किया है दिसंबर में मैंने 3 लाख टन क्रॉस किया है अनफॉर्चुनेटली नवंबर हमारा स्लो रहा था 238 हुआ था जनवरी भी हम 280-285 के रन रेट से जा रहे हैं
ओके मार्च में हमारा खींचता है
अक्टूबर और दिसंबर हमने 3-3 लाख टन को हिट मारा है तो नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए कोई ऐसा ज्यादा नंबर नहीं बोल रहा मैं 4 मिलियन टन ठीक है मैं टारगेट बहुत टफ लेता हूँ भाई मैं तो अपने टारगेट में फेल होने में बिलीव करता हूँ अगर मैं पास हो गया अपने टारगेट में तो फिर तो मैंने टारगेट क्या लिया।
नहीं ठीक है सर बहुत अच्छा सर थैंक यू सो मच
आपने टारगेट को आपने टारगेट को 10% से डिस्काउंट कर सकते हो।
आई होप सर कि आप अपना टारगेट अचीव करें बिल्कुल अचीव करें सर।
नहीं मैं तो देखो शालीनगर मैं ऊपर से ही टारगेट कम लेके कंजर्टिव बात करूंगा तो मेरी टीम और कंजर्टिव हो जाएगी सो आई डोंट वांट आई एम बुलिस मैं तो उसी हिसाब से चलूंगा।
नहीं सर हम भी उसी हिसाब से चलेंगे आप तो आपके जो आपने टारगेट दिया हम वो मान के चलते हैं आप ही अचीव करोगे है ना सर।
थैंक यू वेरी मच शाली
कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन सर वंस अगेन एंड थैंक यू सो मच सर
थैंक यू
थैंक यू। Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from Rohit Singh from Envis Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, can you please comment on why this slowdown in government spending? Like, do you see any structural risk here? Like, we were talking about growth. Last 2 quarters were also tough. But everyone was saying, like, economy will start recovering 2-3 onwards. But now, suddenly, macro tailwinds are getting converted into headwinds. So, what's wrong happening in this space? Can you comment on it?
It's very tough for us to, tell you the exact answer, but we also read in newspaper, etc., what everyone is or everyone must be reading, that the government spending on infrastructure for the first 9 months has been below budget, right? That is one. And second, of course, because of new government formation and the delayed budgets and delay in release of funds that is impacting some overall demand for the construction sector. But that being said, some of the segments continue to do well. For example, railways, aviation, which have been the core focus areas for the government. There is some slowdown towards the water transportation infrastructure or other segments. But yes, I mean, everyone is hoping that with this budget, which is due over the next few days, the release of funds will start and that will give push to the overall spending from the government side.
Got it, sir. That is for my sector. All the best for the business.
Thank you. Next question is from Gargi from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was that we buy HRC from steel companies and it is usually supplied at a standard size, which is then later reduced to APL's requirement via this cold roll mill that we have. So with respect to that, what is the standard thickness size that we buy? And in cold roll mill, how much do we reduce the thickness?
Question.
So Sanjay ji, she's asking like what is the standard size of coil thickness which we get, right? And we have to cold roll to reduce the thickness.
No, we have take different type of thickness for different type of thickness material. Like, हमको 0.8 बनाना है तो उसके लिए क्या raw material लगेगा, 1 mm बनाना उसके चीज क्या लगेगा, 1.2 बनाना है तो उसके लिए क्या है हमारी USP है, 1.6 बनाना है, 1.4 बनाना है. So we are taking all the different type of thickness with the different type of finished product we required. There is no standard method.
Sir, I actually wanted to ask this because in the previous calls I have heard that ki, ye cold roll mill ke, because of this cold roll mill, humara, the cost of production reduces in terms of the products wherein the low thickness HRC is required. So what percentage of total APL product portfolio requires the low thickness low thickness coils, and are these the products of light structures and Apollo G?
Almost 30% we require for the thinner gauges.
And so entirely we are doing in house.
30% material we are doing the cold loading.
Okay, sir. And as per the requirement, entirely we are doing in house or cold rolls ka, are we also outsourcing?
No. Slightly we are taking the south. We are now short of supply, so our capacity is full. So we are taking some in the south, 5 to 10,000 ton per month. Otherwise, we have totally equipped with our finished product. So we are putting a plant in south also for this product.
Okay, sir. So if 5 million tons of capacity is available, then what percentage of the product portfolio will require the cold roll mill, and if we in house, we will do how much?
Madam, this is depend on the market. But हमारा जो इसका capacity almost ये cold rolling का capacity हमारा 2 million ton के आसपास का हो जाएगा.
Okay sir. So second.
30% के आसपास अगर 5.5 पकड़ते हैं तो 30% के आसपास हमारा आप समझिए utilization 1.7 million ton के आसपास utilize होना चाहिए.
And इसके लिए हम लोग cold roll capacity setup भी कर रहे हैं south India लेके.
है हमारे पास सब जगह, बस south में हम short पड़ गए, तो south में हम एक मालूम में एक नया plant लगा रहे हैं.
Okay sir, and वो 500-600 crore का आपने जो capex बोला, it is covered in that only.
Everything is Siliguri, Gorakhpur, Ahmedabad, Malur, 4 new plants and some Dubai में हम capacity build up और बढ़ा रहे थोड़ा सा, तो वहाँ का सब मिला के है ये.
Okay sir. Okay. So second question is with respect to Shankara and LG Mart. So ye, with the current sales volume, Shankara and LG Mart ka kitna hum log sell kar rahe the Shankara and LG Mart, and when we do the 5
LG Mart ko, LG Mart ko Apollo is not doing any business. कोई जरूरत पड़ने पर कोई LG Mart के यार्ड से कोई coil वाल shortage होती तो हम थोड़ा बहुत coil 1,000-2,000 ton माल लेते होंगे. I don't think उस समय पर perfect data नहीं है. Shankara is doing our almost 35,000 ton per month.
And sir, 5 million ton mein kitna hum log ka target hai ki sell to Shankara?
Is type of target nahi madam banate hain, aur itna detail customer by customer knowledge aajkal hamare competitors bhi humko bahut sunte hain, to itna de nahi payenge open call pe. This you can talk personally in the from Anubhav.
Okay, understood. So last question is with respect to in previous call, हमने बात किया था कि our intention to expand distribution in US, Europe and Middle East. So, sir, अगर आप थोड़ा उनके इसके बारे में बात कर सके कि export opportunity क्या है in these regions and what is our competitive strength?
Yeah, Middle East में भी हम already we are doing 16-17,000 ton per month. तो वहाँ पर हमारा कस्टमर बेस काफी बढ़ रहा है, और वहाँ पर जिसका जैसे हमारी नवंबर ऑनवर्ड्स वहाँ पर हमारी डिलीवरी और सप्लाई सिस्टम हमारा काफी सुधरा है, तो वहाँ पर इंपोर्ट पाइप का होना, स्क्वायर पाइप का, स्ट्रक्चर पाइप का इंपोर्ट होना बंद हो गया है, तो थोड़ा सा वहाँ पर भी ओल्ड स्टॉक लोगों के पास पड़ा, वो डी स्टॉकिंग हो रहा है. आई थिंक फरवरी और मार्च ऑनवर्ड्स we have a good response from the Middle East market. And Saudi also we are now doing 4,000 to 5,000 tons per month volume वहाँ से और इंडिया से मिला के करने लग गए हैं वहाँ भी हमारा volume बढ़ना चाहिए और तभी अब दुबई में भी अब second round of phase capex पे भी जा रहे हैं जो हमारा capacity वहाँ पर 3 लाख टन का था we are extending to from 3 lakh to 5 lakh टन दुबई भी can talk freely मेरे को दुबई से कोई चिंता नहीं दुबई का freely call पर talk कर सकते हैं
ओके सर थोड़ा सा इस बारे में इफ यू कैन एक्सपेंड आपने बोला कि डीस्टॉकिंग इज हैपनिंग एंड इंपोर्ट्स हैव रिड्यूस्ड इन दोस रीजन मिडिल ईस्ट रीजन सो व्हाट इज आवर यूएसपी इज आवर कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन लोअर और बिकॉज इट्स अ रिलेटिवली नया मार्केट है हम लोग के लिए सो व्हाट इज आवर स्ट्रेंथ
नो वहाँ पर सबसे बड़ा गेम है वहाँ पर जब हमने अपनी सर्विस ठीक की तो वहाँ पर ऑलमोस्ट एक डीलर 4 मंथ का इन्वेंट्री साइकिल पर चलता था लाइक इंडिया हमने वहां पर उसको ये रिड्यूस कराना शुरू कर दिया लाइक अगर मैं आपको एग्जांपल बोलूं तो अक्टूबर नवंबर तक हमको सिंगल ऑर्डर हमारे जो बड़े कस्टमर थे 3,000-2,000 टन का ऑर्डर देते थे कि हम माल भेजते रहते हमारी भी सर्विस उतनी अच्छी नहीं थी हम भी सप्लाई करते रहते थे फ्रॉम लास्ट वन एंड हाफ मंथ हमको कोई भी ऑर्डर 100 टन से ऊपर का ऑर्डर नहीं आ रहा है वी आर कॉन्फिडेंट वो ऑर्डर हमको लिखाएंगे विद इन 48 आवर उनके पास माल पहुंच जाएगा तो ये चेंज मेरे को वहां की मार्केट में नजर आ रहा है
The same change what we brought to Indian markets in 2017 with introduction of DFT.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants, so please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from Devrat Murta from Capital Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Sanjeevji, congratulations on a good quarter. I have 2 questions. My first question is that जनरल कॉमेंट्री इज स्टिल की माइक्रो इज वेरी वीक उसमें व्हाट गिव्स यू कॉन्फिडेंस दैट यू गो फ्रॉम द 350 करोड़ ईबिटा टू 400 करोड़ ईबिटा इन Q4 दैट्स माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन
बस कॉन्फिडेंस तो देखो अपने काम के ऊपर होता है ऐसे तो क्या डाटा बेस को क्या बोल सकता हूँ और जो कर रहा हूँ उसके बेस पर नजर आ रहा है कि मेरे को उसको अचीव करने में कोई दिक्कत नहीं आनी चाहिए और थोड़ा कि जनवरी ऑनवर्ड्स मैंने देखा है कि जो एक अभी दिसंबर तक लोगों का प्राइस टूट जाएगा और टूटेगा तो माल हमको पुश करके बेचना पड़ रहा था वो पुश सेल भी थोड़ी थोड़ी धीरे धीरे खत्म हो रही है डिमांड स्लोली एंड स्लोली क्रिएट भी हो रही है एक लोगों के दिमाग में जो डर बैठा हुआ था कि प्राइस और जाएगा नीचे जाएगा वो एक कॉन्फिडेंस आ गया कि नाउ स्टील प्राइस इज ऑन द बॉटम तो पुश सेल भी थोड़ी खत्म होती जा रही है एक उसका भी फर्क है कुछ हमको झटका लगा हुआ तो हम भी बहुत सुधर के काम कर रहे हैं हर चीज पर फोकस कर रहे हैं कॉस्ट पर भी फोकस कर रहे हैं कि ये जरूरी नहीं कि सारा बिकता सेलिंग प्राइस बढ़ाने से ही आएगा कुछ कॉस्ट कंट्रोल करने से भी आएगा कुछ डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ वर्क भी आप डूइंग कि उसको बढ़ाने के लिए
अंडरस्टूड एंड संजय जी दूसरा क्वेश्चन है कि अगर आप ये जो 400 करोड़ बोल रहे हैं Q4 में और आपके वॉल्यूम पे मतलब आपका 4,500 रुपया एबिटा पर टन हो गया So should we work with this 4,500 rupee EBITDA per ton as the base for FY26?
Boss, my target is 5,000 minimum. Going forward 6,000. ये तो मैं फंस गया हूँ जो मैं अभी ज़्यादा बोल नहीं पा रहा हूँ कि पहले बार इसको अचीव कर लूँ फिर आगे की बातें करूँगा. मेरा सिस्टम बहुत स्ट्रांग बनाया हुआ है. I'm not happy with 4,500 or 4,000. Not my aim. My aim is minimum 5,000 and going forward 6,000. But ठीक है इसके लिए थोड़ा सा एक्सटर्नल मूवमेंट और एक्सटर्नल साथ चाहिए मेरे को मैं 4,500 4,000 का बात नहीं करना चाहूंगा
समझ गए तो मतलब इन मतलब वर्स्ट केस ऑल्सो आपको लगता है यू शुड बी एबल टू डिलीवर 4,500 एंड उसके ऊपर से देखा जाएगा
यस मेरा मिनिमम टारगेट 4,500 गोइंग फॉरवर्ड मेरा मिनिमम टारगेट इज 4,500 जो भी क्योंकि हम जो भी पॉलिसी से इतना को निकालते हैं ना वी डूइंग आवर पॉलिसी अकॉर्डिंग टू 5,000 रुपीज पर्सन से हमारी पॉलिसी बनती है अब उसमें से फिर मार्केटिंग टीम है ये सीईओ है हमारे जो मार्केटिंग हेड है ब्रांच लेवल के लोग हैं आरएम लेवल के लोग हैं थोड़ा बहुत डिस्काउंट पास ऑन करते हैं तो मैं इसमें था उनका डिस्काउंट का ट्रेंड बहुत कम देख रहा हूँ जो रिगार्डिंग दिसंबर में था पॉलिसी को 5,000 से ही निकालते हैं
समझ गया ठीक है थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू Next question is from Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions. You, on the previous participant question, you said discounting come over. Versus Q3, where are we at this point of time?
So Sneha, abhi tak whatever trends we see in the first 20 days of the quarter, ongoing quarter, we see 100 to 200 rupees per ton discounting pull off kiya hai by our sales team.
Okay, okay. So currently we are at around 300 odd rupees discounting on the channel.
300-350 rupees, yes.
Understood. Secondly, just wanted to take some flavor. I know you have been mentioning one fact that HRC capacities in India are, you know, getting added up. But what if still, you know, there's an ADD implementation? How do we make sure that the gap still remains? So just some comfort on this gap of Patra prices and primary prices remain. Yes.
So Sneha, see, I mean, the logic says that even with the ADD, there will be recovery, right? Not to the extent what we saw during COVID levels where HR coil prices started going above 60,000 rupees a ton and then Russia-Ukraine war taking HR coil to 70,000 rupees a ton. That was the period which hit us the most, right? So whatever happens, right, at the policy level, we don't believe that the spike in steel could be to that extent.
Number two, Sina, in the secondary type of material, we never think about this product because wahan par business hamare haath mein nahi hai. Business is the hand of the steel plants. Or if you see, abhi tak JSPL ka blast furnace chalu bhi hua hai. ये जिंदल के जेएसडब्ल्यू का बिलाड़ी का एफएसएम 3 अभी स्टेबलाइज हो रहा है. एमएनएस का ब्लास्ट फर्निस अभी अगस्त सितंबर में आने का है. तो इंडिया में अभी कैपेसिटी तो हल्ला हुआ है, बिल्डअप तो हुई नहीं है. और जब ये कैपेसिटी बिल्डअप होगी, जब इनका कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन सेकेंडरी मटेरियल से ऑलमोस्ट 10,000 पर टन नीचे है, तो मेरे को सेकेंडरी मटेरियल को उतना बड़ा फ्यूचर, शॉर्ट टर्म मेरी देर इज फ्यूचर, बट मेरे को लॉन्ग टर्म में कोई फ्यूचर, क्योंकि सस्ता बिकेगा महंगा बनेगा, तो ये बिजनेस ज्यादा दिन मेरे हिसाब से सस्टेन नहीं कर सकता. और इंडिया के अलावा आप देख लो, कहीं पर पूरे वर्ल्ड में कहीं पर भी सेकेंडरी बिजनेस नहीं चलता है.
Understood, sir. That was quite helpful. Thanks a lot, sir. And all the best.
Thank you. Next question is with Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I had a question on the realization. So this quarter, you know, on an average, HRC prices did fall from the previous quarter. But, you know, we have shown our blended realization, there's an increase over the second quarter. So any particular, reason for that? Is it due to our value-added products or, you know, what has led to the, you know, better realization?
So if you look at our NSR, so if you look at NSR, there is stock in trade, like in our cost, right, which you see. So if you remove that, then you don't see increase in the NSR. You've got to see it without increase in stock in trade.
So I have to reduce the stock in trade, whatever the purchase, even from the sales to come to the blended NSR. Is that
That is right.
Okay, and will this trend continue of external purchases? Because I would guess the margins over there would be lower than in-house products, or this was more of a tactical thing or short-term nature?
Can you say it again, please?
So I'm saying, will this trend of higher purchase of stock in trade continue? Because I thought that margins on a trading portfolio would be lower than our in-house products.
Of course, trading is almost zero.
Okay, so we did this because of, to gain market share or, any particular logic if it was not, very profitable?
No, so this is not manufactured product. This is raw material which gets traded, right? So 828,000 ton is, for the quarter three is my manufactured volume which we give. And you remove stock in trade from the revenue, you will get the NSR. For the manufacturer.
Okay. So basically, the stock in trade was HRC, like so the, not the finished.
That is right.
Okay. Also, you know, in our presentation, we are mentioning about we talking about the solar opportunity. So, so right now, you know, what would be the proportion of our, you know, volumes that go into the solar pipe?
So, so there are like three products which APL Apollo manufactures today, which go into solar sector. One is from Raipur, which is our alu-zinc coils, which go into the solar mounted structures for ground mounted solar parks, right? So that capacity started 6 months back, and we have started selling specifically for the solar sector. Then there are some specialized tubes which go for the solar trackers, right? So so that's a slow moving product. That's a slow moving product because you get need a lot of approvals from the consultants of the independent power producers who are installing solar trackers. And solar tracker anyways is a new product for the Indian markets. Although we have exported a lot of pipes for international trackers, but Indian tracker market is very new. And it is expanding at a slower pace. And third product is our standard pipes, which go on the residential rooftop solar, right? They are replacing angles and channels. Again, we have what we are doing here is we are educating the EPC installers, EPC contractors who go over rooftops for at residential terraces, right, and they install small solar. Solar plants, right? So, so yeah, so so it's a new segment for us. But these are the three categories, and we are working across all the three categories to boost volumes. Right now, the proportion is small, but over the next 2-3 quarters, we see good volume coming from solar segment.
Okay, because I think the tracker is that the torque tubes that we are talking about, which we need approvals from.
That is right. That is right.
Okay. Because there, I think, again, you know, the opportunity could be, you know, pretty big once we get the approvals in place. So,
no, of course, and again, here the idea is to come up with, like, you know, just not run-of-the-mill tubes, which a lot of our competitors are in the market and selling run-of-the-mill tubes, right, where margins are very less. And they are selling to the large players, very large conglomerates who don't give margins, right, to their OEM vendors. So we are not talking to those large customers. We are talking to mid-sized customers, right, where we help them with the design, right? So then they are bound to buy tubes from us at our margin. Otherwise, whatever some players are in the market trying to sell solar torque tubes, there is no margin which any large developer will offer. We also tried, but we backed out because margins were like as low as 2,000-3,000 rupees a ton. There could be some freight arbitrage some players may be getting if they have their mill near to the solar park, but otherwise it's not a profitable segment with the large conglomerates where they have their designs and they just ask you to roll the material to make pipes.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Bhavin Pandey from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, congratulations on wonderful set of numbers. So, sir, when we look at heavy structure as a category, even when we look at difficult quarters we had, metrics are fairly consistent. So how do we look at the demand scenario here and the customer base that we have? Because it seems pretty much immune to demand scenario in the general space.
You're talking about heavy segment, right?
Yeah, heavy and the premium products.
Heavy and?
The premium products.
Premium products. Which segment are you referring to in specific?
Coated in Apollo Z and
okay,
Apollo galvanized. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So see, heavy structural tubes are definitely prone to the macro environment because these pipes go into infrastructure projects like railway stations, airports, healthcare infrastructure, etc. Okay, the first 9 months have been tough in terms of demand from the infrastructure projects like any other building material. But because of our high market share, we've been able to grow this segment at 20% in first 9 months. Then comes the Apollo Z or light structural. This is a residential product, okay, which goes into homes. This is part of our 60% of our portfolio, which goes into residential homes. Now again, the demand from retail side has been weak over the last 3-4 quarters consistently, right? So here also we are not getting any tailwind as such, right? We expect consumer demand to pick up from the second half of the current calendar year, and then we'll see good pickup in light structurals and Apollo Z. Light and Apollo Z are like maximum going into residential segment.
Okay. And Anubhav, when we look at our ability to penetrate into markets where, you know, the market still has not grown, there's no mature market that we are doing for Eastern market. So is it safe to assume that we can put up more plants wherever we feel that demand visibility is there?
The Eastern market, we are starting with two new plants, right? Normally, any company would go for one plant, right? But we being Apollo, we are straight away putting up two plants, right? One in Gorakhpur to capture Eastern UP, Bihar and Odisha belt. Eastern UP and Jharkhand, sorry, right? And then we are putting up a plant in Siliguri, which will take care of these seven sister states, right?
And Bengal.
And some exports, maybe to Burma, etc. Bhutan. We keep on getting good inquiries from there. So yes, I mean, idea is to seed in these plants first, so with minimum investment. If the response should be good, because our market share in that market is very low, right? And then we don't mind expanding capacities as our plants ramp up. That has been our strategy, right? We go slow and then we become aggressive once we see the trends for market share gains.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a request to participants to please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from Andre Purushottam from Cogito Advisors. Please go ahead.
My questions have been answered, so thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. Next question is from Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just one clarification on the residual capex. So in the last call, if I recall, it was near about 3 to 3.5 billion. And now it's 5 billion. So that is for the capacity expansion. Earlier it was 5 million ton. Now it is 5.5 million ton, right?
That is right.
That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Arpit Tapadia from IGE Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My question is, as you highlighted in your opening remarks about the scarcity of raw material availability in our Raipur plant, so what exactly is that raw material and how scarce it is and what the company is doing to mitigate the same? Hello.
So see, that was a minor shutdown from Tata Steel plant, which impacted our volume. So this was not a significant loss, right, to the volume, which would have made us to change our strategy in sourcing of steel. Yes, I mean the volume could have been higher by 5 to 10,000 ton, right? But it is stable now from Jan onwards. It's been pretty stable.
Okay, great. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Man Ashar from GrowthSphere Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations for a great set of numbers. I just wanted to understand, as the demand is shifting from, say, secondary pipes to HR coil pipes, how do you see narrow with HR coil pipes as a market? Because there are competitors emerging from that area as well, and the pricing is very much similar in the market to HR coil pipes. So just wanted to understand your view from competition perspective of that particular segment.
You mean the Patra, right?
Narrow with HR coil, yeah.
Well, there is no quality of narrow with HR coil. Either there is a HR coil or either it is a secondary. Whatever you say, narrow width, patra, secondary, whatever. But there is only one two type of material in the market. One is primary, one is secondary.
Okay, sir. Got it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll have to take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thanks everyone for dropping by and listening to our Q3 investor call, and thanks to BNK for hosting us. Look forward to speak to everyone during the earnings call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Private Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.